The sentencing proceedings of the two men who murdered Kalini teenager Matlumola Moshweu have begun in the Northwest High Court. Last year, Peter Dorevart and Philip Skutter were convicted of killing the 16-year-old in 2017, supposedly for stealing sunflowers from a farm. Now, EWN reporter Tando Kubeka is on the story for us, and I see there's a developing angle in the story, Tando, something to do with AfriForum. Tell us all about it.
Good afternoon, Joanne. Well, AfriForum has basically announced that they will be supporting the two convicted murderers, Peter Dorevart and Philip Skutter, in appealing both their conviction and sentence in this case. We know that sentencing is currently underway. So once that matter has wrapped up, they will be appealing the sentence. But what AfriForum is saying, the reason for this is that they're saying that there were just too many loopholes in the state's sole witness, Bonakele Phakisi, who they claim lied. I don't know if you read the report last month. They reported that Bonakele Phakisi has changed his story about seeing the two convicted murderers actually pushing the 16-year-old off a moving van while they were taking him to the police station. Apparently, he claims, Phakisi, that he was paid millions of rands. Not paid, I mean, he was offered millions of rands to change his story. That's according to him, in order to, of course, convict the Peter of Dorevart and Philip Skutter of murder. So the AfriForum says the two people cannot go to jail for something they claim they haven't, you know, done. They say that they need to be given a fair trial, Joanne. So that's the developing story at the moment.
All right. Tell me, does that any way scupper the sentencing proceedings that are already underway, Tando?
Not at all, Joanne. This information is new. It was never presented to the court. So the proceedings are going to go as planned. Sentencing is expected to happen, I think, between Thursday, because it was put down for 4 days. So sentencing proceedings will go ahead. What I know is that the police are investigating a case of intimidation, because they take these allegations of the sole state witness being intimidated very seriously. So that investigation is still underway. But what AfriForum says is that they are going to wait for this sentencing proceedings to wrap up. And once the pair have been sentenced, they will now begin a fresh new process of appealing this entire trial.
All right, Tando. So in terms of the sentences the state is currently asking for, what is that?
The state is asking for a life sentence. In fact, what is happening now, a community leader, Stanley Mnyamaka, is the state's first witness in these pre-sentencing proceedings. And he's basically testifying, Joanne, about how the death of Matlumola Moshweu has torn, you know, the community of Kalini apart, how black and white people don't live in harmony anymore. He was asked whether the situation, how the situation in Kalini is currently, and whether it is volatile. And he basically, you know, told the court that the situation in Kalini largely depends on the outcome of this case. He says that black people are angry, very angry, and you know we saw how angry they were when the unrest broke out in 2017 following the death of Moshweu. And he says that he's called for the pair to actually receive the harshest sentence. He said, you know, if it was the olden days, he would even call for a death sentence, saying that the pair, their families can still go visit them in prison. They can forgive them for what they want, but Moshweu's family has, you know, lost a son. someone who would have grown up and, you know, been a breadwinner and help out at home, but now they will never see their son again. So the community of Koloni is calling for a harsh sentence. They are out here in court today. We also have those who are in support of the two convicted murderers. So we have a full, court here today. Join.
All right. Thank you so much for explaining all of that to us. Tando Kobeka, our EWN reporter, will be keeping a close eye on developments in that story.